Simon & Schuster Audio presents World's Worst Time Machine, Treasure in the White City by Dustin Brady. Performed by Kirby Hayborn. In case you missed it, you are about to read a time travel book. We understand that might make you nervous. Perhaps you get headaches when you start reading about time travel. Perhaps you've given up on other time travel stories that got too complicated with wormholes and paradoxes and characters constantly trying to explain astrophysics by poking holes through paper. Perhaps that is why you picked up this book. There are children on the cover. One of them is wearing a silly sailor outfit. Surely this will not be one of those complicated time travel books. Dear reader, we wish that were the case. We wish it so much. However, we regret to inform you that the author of this book insists upon making his life as difficult as humanly possible. Often his editor will say, "Maybe we try not to make this book so complicated," and the author will say, "Yes, I agree," and then he will do the opposite of that. But don't worry, you've got this. We've edited out the author's take on Einstein's theory of relativity and replaced it with references to Cheetos. We are confident that you can make it through this whole story without a single Advil. You may just need a quick refresher on what happened in the previous book. In the first book, 11-year-old Liam Chapman stumbles upon a box of junk labeled World's Worst Time Machine. He's confident it's going to work because he found it at the garage sale of Professor Wolfgang Snellenberg, a kooky mad scientist type who'd been missing for a full year. Liam assembles the time machine and, after ignoring a panicked warning from his neighborhood friend Elsa Rutledge, turns it on. Liam asks the time machine to bring him Thomas Edison, and guess what? It does! But it's the wrong Thomas Edison. This Thomas Edison is from 1933. He wants to be a gangster. He insists upon being called Tommy Twinkles, and he causes chaos wherever he goes. That last bit is unfortunate because time travelers who cause too much chaos can rip open a crack in the space-time continuum. What does that look like? It's a hole in the ground filled with purple light. Yikes. Sounds scary. Elsa quickly comes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?